Happy Friday. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. I know I certainly did, and I was telling some of my friends at work today that I really think that the best part of Thanksgiving, the meal at least, is the leftovers that you get to have for the next few days. I don't know why, but there's something about that turkey that just tastes so much better when you make it into a sandwich with some of the old rolls. Anyway, today I want to talk about living a principled life, which obviously is way too big of a topic to cover in a 5-minute podcast. But my wife and I had a discussion last night, and I think she brought up some good points about when there are exceptions to things. And I guess the best way to really kind of outline everything is to explain what happened with our discussion last night. We borrowed some board games from my parents, because we were up at her parents' place, and she has a bunch of family in town who, that's the thing that everybody in her family does when they all get together, is they all play board games. And so we borrowed some from my parents, and as we were getting ready to leave last night, my wife's sister-in-law asked if we were going to leave the games, and I just said, no, you know, I would love to. I know that you guys will take good care of them, but they're not my games to leave. And everybody was fine with that. But then my wife on the drive home said, you know, I think that they would have been fine, that they would have taken good care of it. I don't think that your parents really would have cared. And even if they did, then we could have replaced them anyway. And my wife is absolutely right. I don't think that my parents would have cared at all, even if the games had been ruined. And if they had, then I certainly would have paid to have them replaced. I don't think that it's really a big deal either way. But I think that the principle still stands. That's not my property to lend out. Whether it's a big thing or a small thing is largely irrelevant. And so we were talking a little bit about it. It wasn't even an argument. We were just kind of talking about the philosophy behind it. And she said, okay, well, what about the stories that we hear of people finding exceptions to the rules? I mean, obviously, you have people killing for war, and you're not tried for that if you kill somebody in a battlefield, or you have the story of the Savior, of Jesus Christ, pardoning the adulteress by telling the Pharisees that let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Got talking a lot about exceptions to rules, and this is something that I've thought a lot about, especially because this was something that I loved to exploit when I was younger. I always thought, well, there's always an exception to every rule, and I always tried to find a way to make myself be the exception to that rule. The more that I thought about it, the more that I've studied it, the more that I've seen instances wherein there are apparent exceptions, the more I realize that it's really not an exception for the sake of an exception. The only time that a rule is made null and void, or that you are justified in breaking that rule or not adhering to that principle, is when you're adhering to a higher principle. For example, take self-defense laws. It's wrong for me to kill somebody. Absolutely. But if I have somebody who breaks into my home and threatens my wife, my family, then I'm justified in lethal action against that person and defending my family. That's not an exception to the rule. That's just an adherence to a higher law, to a higher standard. The same thing goes with fighting wars. Is you have a loyalty to your country, you have a loyalty to your nation, and especially for soldiers, who they have the highest standard of being a cohesive unit and of following orders and doing so for the safety of their comrades. You don't have an option as a soldier to question whether or not you're going to adhere to those standards. The example of Christ pardoning the woman, we know that he didn't particularly condone, he absolutely didn't condone the sin. He told her to go and to sin no more. But in that instance, he was adhering to a higher standard of making an example of the Pharisees so that they knew that their hypocrisy was something that wouldn't be tolerated, that we all have sin within us and we're all responsible for taking care of ourselves. So I don't really believe in exceptions to principles anymore. The only thing I believe in is higher principles superseding the lower ones. And either way, the issue last night wasn't a big deal. But if you don't live your principles in a small case, then how do you know that you're going to live them in a large circumstance?